奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I study the scripture with you.
今天晚上要跟大家来查考有火从神面前出来。
Tonight's topic with you is, there came a fire out of the Lord.
这是要配合我们读经进度在利未记里面所记载的两件事情。
And so this topic is a complement to two events that were recorded in the book of Leviticus.
都是记载有火从神面前出来。
And these two incidents record a fire coming out of the Lord.
一样是神的火，但是有两个非常不同的结果。
The two fire both came from the Lord, but the consequence of the fire were very different.
一个火是让全民欢呼俯伏在地大声说神正在这里。
One fire allowed the Israelites to bow down in front of the Lord, proclaiming that the Lord is here.
那另外一次的火下来是让全民哀哭，大家觉得说哇，神真的是欺瞒不得的。
But the second fire caused all of the Israelites to weep and to realize that the Lord cannot be dealt easily.
我们现在请看利未记第九章。
Let us turn to Leviticus chapter 9.
利未记九章，请看第二十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 21.
利未记九章二十三节，对不起，二十三节。
Chapter 9, verse 23.
二十三节，摩西、亚伦进入会幕，又出来为百姓祝福，神的荣光就向众民显现。
23, and Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting and came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people.
24节说，有火从神面前出来，在坛上烧尽了燔祭和脂油，众民一见就都欢呼，俯伏在地。
24, and fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces.
这是百姓以色列选民呢，他们领受了神的律法以后，他们第一次全民一起按照神所吩咐的，在神面前由祭司献祭，最后神所做的回应。
After the Israelites have received the law, this is the first offering of sacrifice that they have performed according to the law received, and they have received such response from the Lord.
因为第九章一开始就讲亚伦献祭，这一次的献祭是历史上亚伦用大祭司的身份为全部的百姓献祭。
So starting in book of chapter 9, Aaron had first performed the sacrifice on behalf of all of the Israelites, and this was the first sacrifice ever performed for the people in history.
就是每一个步骤，亚伦跟他的儿子以及摩西呢，他们都完全按照神的指示，一步一步的照着摩西所吩咐的这样执行。
And every step of the procedure was performed according to the instructions that they have received through Moses.
那在他们要献祭之前，当时候摩西就已经先跟他们宣告这次献祭的目的在哪里。
So before they even began the offering of sacrifice, Moses have already told them of the purpose of this particular sacrifice.
我们现在请看第九章的第五节。
So let's read chapter 9, verse 5.
第九章五节说，于是他们把摩西所吩咐的带到会幕前，全会众都进前来站在神面前。
Verse 5, so they brought what Moses commanded before the tabernacle of meeting, and all the congregation drew near and stood before the Lord.
第六节，摩西说，这是神吩咐你们所当行的，神的荣光就要向你们显现。
Verse 6, then Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded you to do, and the glory of the Lord will appear to you.
所以这个就是当时候他们献祭第一次献祭的时候，其实神就是要借这个方法让他们明白神的荣耀在他们当中。
So the purpose of this very first sacrifice is so the people may come to understand that the glory of the Lord is among them.
这也是要应验神当初领百姓出埃及的时候跟他们吩咐的，他说你们要成为我祭司的国度。
And this is also to fulfill the promise that God had made to the Israelites when they came out of Egypt, that they would be a nation of priests.
所以他们如果每一步都按照神的吩咐在执行神所要的这个工作，最后神的荣光呢，荣耀就在他们当中显现出来。
So when the people have performed faithfully every single step of the procedure, then in the end the glory of the Lord was revealed.
那这个过程其实是很繁琐的，就是说每一步要杀牛杀羊，这个每一步都是祭司要亲自去执行，而且每一个细节都要照神的方法来。
And every step of the procedure was instructed in detail and very tedious, and the priests needs to comply with these instructions every step of the way.
那在献祭的人都不能够有自己的意见，说这个不好那个比较好，他要选择哪一个方法，都不可以有这个意见的。
And the people performing the sacrifice cannot introduce their own opinion into the process.
那所以呢，在最后的时候，当他们都照着神的吩咐献完祭以后，他们进入会幕里面，去那里跟神，就是在那里跟神相会了，在会幕里面跟神相会。
So after the sacrifice was performed, they entered into the tabernacle to meet God.
然后他们都出来为百姓祝福。
And they came out to bless the people.
很显然呢，这个动作应该是他们进会幕之后出来的，在那里神的吩咐出来的结果，他们就是要为百姓祝福。
And so this was also the instruction of God that after they come out of the tabernacle after seeing God, that they should bless the people.
然后神的荣光就真的向众民显现，在神的眼前，在众人眼前，神的荣耀很明显的彰显出来，每一个人都知道，哇，这个就是神与我们同在的证明。
And then clearly in front of everyone's eyes, the glory of God was revealed and was proven to the people.
那这个时候，火从神面前出来啊，把那个坛上的祭物全部烧尽。
And it is at this moment that the fire came from the Lord to consume the offering.
那众百姓看见都欢呼，所以每个人都很喜乐。
And all the people, when seeing this, rejoiced and give praise to God.
欢呼之后就伏在神面前。
And after they was overjoyed, they fell down on their face.
那这一次的这个献祭真的是很完美的执行了神的吩咐。
And so this sacrifice was executed flawlessly according to the instruction of God.
我们知道，其实早在摩西跟百姓说有关于献祭这个细节之前呢，其实当时代的人已经知道怎么用献祭的方法来表达他们想亲近神奉献给神的心意的，他们已经在这样做了。
In fact, before the time of Moses, people had already have the concept of making sacrifices and offerings in order to draw nearer to God.
所以其实我们如果看创世纪第四章，人类的第二代亚伯、该隐，他们就已经用献祭的方法来表达他们想要亲近神的这个心意了。
And in fact, we can see starting from Genesis chapter 4, the fact that Cain and Abel had offered sacrifices, we can already notice that the heart of man wants to draw near to God.
然后等到挪亚出放之后以后，他们出来的第一件事情也是向神献燔祭，然后把那个这个馨香的这个祭上升到神面前去。
And after Noah and his family had survived the flood and came out of the ark, they also make a sacrifice on an altar and burn incense.
你看那个时候他们要表达亲近神的做法，就是献祭给神，就是所谓的燔祭，全部把他们要献给神的东西全部放在坛上烧掉。
So at the time, the way that they perform burnt offering is to consume the entire offering, whatever they want to offer to God on the altar.
然后到了亚伯拉罕的时代，亚伯拉罕他还是用献燔祭的方式来求告神。
And by the time of Abraham, he also performed burnt offerings to incline of God's will.
所以我们如果从那个创世纪里面所看到有关于这个献祭的事情，其实我们就已经大概可以了解说，献祭这个动作本身就是表达一个人想要亲近神，那想要求问神的一个做法了。
So even before the time of Israelites, we can already notice that the practice of offering sacrifices is an act to in hope to draw near to God.
那这个献祭的动作也表达人对神的祝福的一种感谢，向神的一种回应。
And performing of the sacrifice is also a form of offering our thanksgiving towards God.
那当我们对我们所敬拜，当我们对所拜的这个神呢，有一个认识以后，人通常也会想要说，用借这个献祭的方式来求问神，想要得到神的指示。
And when we have a clear understanding of the God whom we worship, we also will want to incline of His will. By offering sacrifice.
所以你看那个亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒，然后到雅各年老的时候，在创世纪46章呢，他要下埃及去之前，他特别献祭给神。
So we can see from the generation of Isaac and the generation of Jacob, they all performed sacrifices in Genesis chapter 46. Before Jacob went down to Egypt, he also offered sacrifices to God.
因为那个时候这个雅各他这个献祭的动作，其实就表明说，他想要知道说，得到神的指示，到底我现在下去埃及是可以还是不可以？他想要真的要照神的指示来生活。
For Jacob wanted to live according to the will of God, therefore he offered the sacrifices in hope to receive a clear instruction from God whether or not he should go down to Egypt.
所以献祭本身是人要亲近神，也是人要向前感谢，然后要求问神的指示的一个做法。
And so, offering of sacrifice is something that men can perform in order to show our thanksgiving, in order to incline the Lord's will, and in order to draw near to God.
那所以当时候其实基本上没有很严格的规定说是怎么样做的，每一个，比方雅各的宪法，他献祭的那个方法应该就是从他的父亲、他的祖父那边学来的。
So prior to the Leviticus, there weren't a clear instruction in how to offer the sacrifices. People perhaps follow whatever was done by their parents.
就是一代传一代传下来的啦。
And so this practice was passed down one generation to another.
那亚伯拉罕他怎么知道他怎么献的
？So how did Abraham offer sacrifice?
亚伯拉罕本来住在那个乌尔啊，在那个两个流域米索波大米那个地方啊。
So Abraham was originally from the land of Ur, in the Mesopotamia, the Fertile Crescent.
所以亚伯拉罕是闪的后代，所以这个跟挪亚的献祭那个时候一直传下来是有关系的。
So Abraham is a descendant of Shem, and the practice of offering sacrifice was passed down. Since the time of Noah.
那一直到了西乃山神选择他的这群子民之后，他特别跟他们指示要用什么方法来献祭给神，神就有一个很明确的规定，这个就是律法的出现。
But when the people were chosen finally at Mount Sinai, there appeared these statue of law and procedure in offering the sacrifice, so there was a clear guideline on how to perform.
那这个献祭的那个做法，像利未记里面它所记载的，其实重点都是在人要能够合乎神的圣洁标准，人要合乎神的要求。
And the spirit of these statutes and regulation is pointing to the focus that men must cleanse themselves and be holy and to meet the requirements of God.
因为神是圣洁的神。
For God is holy.
那神要人用这个方法，他喜悦的方法来敬拜他。
So God wishes His people to worship Him in a way that is pleasing to Him.
所以神指定了很多有关跟拜神有关的那个细节，他都向人显明。
So God had appointed and outlined many details.Of the ways in which he should be worshipped.
就像你拜神的时候是安息圣日，这一天时间被分别出来是属神的。
For example, the Sabbath day was selected to be the day of the Lord.
那这个地方，他说这个会幕是神临在的地方，这个圣洁的属神的圣地。
And the tabernacle is a holy place, a place belonging to God.
那这一群子民是他的，就是圣洁的子民。
And this group of people is a holy nation belonging to him.
所以这个就是神他这个 设立这个律法的时候，它的重点都是要人能够成为圣洁，然后跟神能够更亲近。
So after the law was established, the purpose was in the hope that the people may be holy and in their holiness they may draw near to God.
所以利未记九章这里，他们这个献祭每一步都造成的那个心意之后啊，那个神的火就下来，显明神真的悦纳人所做的每一个奉献。
So here in Leviticus chapter 9, when all of the detailed and the steps and the requirements were met and were performed, God sent down the fire in response to their compliance and to show that the offering was pleasing to him.
那从这个神的这个动作，这个火下来以后啊，后面的世代我们就看到，如果人所做的是蒙神喜悦的，通常都会有火从天上下来，来烧尽神所奉献给神的。
So starting from this point onwards, later on, we can find that whenever a deed or a sacrifice or was performed pleasing to God, then fire will be sent down in recognition.
我们在读利未记之前，我们读历代志上下哈。
So before we read the Leviticus, we have first read the first and second Chronicles.
那我们在读历代志上下的时候，我们有没有发现？也是有描述说有火从神面前出来，然后烧尽了他那个祭物。
So in reading of the Chronicles, we might have discovered that there were records of fire coming from the Lord to consume the offering.
我们如果每一天都在读圣经哦，有时候我们现在读到的，你就把它记起来。你后面在读到的时候，你再回来看，你就会发现说，其实神的作为真的是都连贯起来的。
So as we have a consistent Bible study schedule, we may take notes of these details, and later on when we go on to read other books, we can discover that these requirements are always consistent in the Bible.
我们现在来看一下历代那个历代志上，历代志上。
Let's turn to First Chronicles.
历代志上，我们先看第二十一章。
First Chronicles chapter 21.
历代志上二十章，这是我们所读过的。
So this is a chapter that we have previously read.
那二十一章是记载这个大卫他数点百姓之后啊，他得罪神，这个神的一个惩罚。
So this chapter records how David had numbered his people and how he has sinned against God and records the punishment that he received.
因为他的这个数点百姓的做法基本上是为了要他自己的荣耀，不是神吩咐他去做的。
For the census was done in order to satisfy his own glory, but not according to the will of God.
最后神就给他选择三样灾祸给他选择嘛。
So in the end, God allowed him to choose one out of the three options.
最后这个大卫呢，他选择要落在永生神的手里比较保险，所以他选择三天的瘟疫。
So among the three disasters offered to David to choose, he chose to be in the hands of God. So he chose the nation to suffer 3 days of
plague. 这个是瘟疫嘛
？Three days of plague.
那这个大卫看到这个灾祸出现的时候，他心里就很自责，很后悔。
So when the disaster fall be upon him, he regretted.
然后那时候天使呢就跟他显现了，在第十八节那里说，指示他要到什么地方去啊，在那里在那个指定的地点筑一座坛给神。
So in verse 18, angel appeared to David and instructed David to build an altar at the appointed location.
然后大卫就真的照天使所指示的去做了。
So David followed the instruction of the angel and built an altar.
然后他就筑了坛，在神所指定的地点筑坛之后就献祭。
And so at the appointed location, he built an altar and offered a sacrifice.
我们现在请看第二十六节。
Let's read verse 26.
大卫在那里为神筑了一座坛，献燔祭和平安祭，求告神，神就应允他，使火从天降在燔祭坛上。
26, and David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called on the Lord. And he answered him from heaven by fire on the altar of burnt offering.
那这个就是你看大卫他是借着筑坛献祭 来表达他心里的懊悔，他在神面前真的诚心的悔改。
So the way David showed his regret and his repentance towards God is by building an altar and offering a sacrifice.
神接纳他的献祭。
God had accepted his sacrifice.
也就是说，神看到大卫内心的自责，跟他真的是诚心的认错。
In other words, God had saw that David truly repented from his heart and was regretted.
所以神就用火从天上降下来。在燔祭坛上把这个祭物烧掉，来表达神接纳他了。
So God sent down fire from heaven to burn all of the sacrifices to show that He has accepted the sacrifice.
那这个过程，相信大卫的这些孩子他们都知道。
So I'm pretty sure this process is known to David's sons.
那后来到所罗门的时代。
So by the time of Solomon.
我们现在看历代志下第七章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
大卫死了之后，就接下来就是所罗门做王，然后按照这个大卫的指示呢，就建造了这个圣殿给神。
So after the death of David, Solomon built the temple according to the instruction of David.
然后这个圣殿花了七年的功夫盖好了，一切都是按照神的指示这样子，按部就班的完成以后。
So 7 years was spent in building the temple, and each step in the process was according to the will of God.
他们就举行一个很隆重的这个圣殿的献殿典礼。
And when the temple was completed, they performed a dedication to the temple.
然后所罗门王他向神就是向神有一篇非常动人的、很感动人的一种祷告。
And Solomon offered a very touching and a long prayer.
然后祷告完之后，看第七章的第一节。
So after the prayer, let's read chapter 7, verse 1.
所罗门祈祷已毕，就有火从天上降下来，烧尽燔祭和别的祭，神的荣光就充满了殿。
Verse 1, when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
用这个神用这个火下来烧光祭物啊，来表达神悦纳所罗门所建的这个圣殿，也接受这个圣殿将要成为他居住的所在。
So this fire coming down from the heaven symbolizes that the temple was pleasing to God and that the temple will be.Lord, the Lord's dwelling place.
然后神的荣耀就充满这个圣殿。
And then the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
所以第二节是说，神的荣光充满圣殿，所以呢，连祭司都不能进去，因为太亮，太荣耀了。
So verse 2, and the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house.
然后众百姓也看到啊，这个当时候的这个景象，火从天上下来。
And all of the people at the time had witnessed fire coming down from heaven.
第三节说，那火降下，神的荣光在殿上的时候，以色列众人看见，就在铺石地俯伏叩拜，称谢神说，神本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
So verse 3, when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
你看在这个场合底下，百姓看到这个神的荣耀，神的作为，真的很敬畏神。
So truly at this very moment when the people have witnessed the glory of God, they are very reverent.Towards God.
如果我们是当时候百姓当中的一个，看到这个景象，我们会有什么表现呢
？So if we were among the people at that time, what kind of action would we react?
相信我们一定也是跟百姓一样伏在神面前。
I am sure that we will have the same reaction as these people to bow down on the pavement.
啊，所以你看这个神用这个火从天上下来。来表达神悦纳人所做的事。
So this fire coming from heaven, coming from the Lord, symbolizes that God is pleasing and it has accepted this offering.
后来这个所罗门之后，这个国家就分南北两国了。
So after the time of Solomon, the kingdom was split into north and south.
到了列王记上第十八章的时候。
By First Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十八章。
First Kings chapter 18.
那这个是发生在北国以色列的这个国度里。
This is, was an event that took place in the northern kingdom.
那这个是以利亚当先知的时代，亚哈当王的时候。
This is the time when Ahab was king and Elijah was a prophet.
这个当时候的百姓都已经远离神，他们已经搞不清楚神到底是哪一位了。
During this generation, no one knew, no longer know who God was.
因为当时候百姓呢，他们对这个被外邦的偶像已经迷糊了他们的心了。到底有祖先所拜这个神是真神，还是当地人所拜这个偶像巴利是神呢？
For the idols of the Gentiles had already confused their hearts, so they no longer knew who is the true God.
因为看起来这个偶像巴利也有一定的那个能力，让百姓可以很信服说，哎，对，这个好像也是神。
For it seems that the idol Baal also had power to the point where it is enough for the Israelites to recognize that it holds power.
如果巴利他都没有什么能力，他也都没有什么作为，百姓不会那么傻说一直跟着他呢。
If Baal is powerless, then the people would not be naive enough to follow it.
所以你看第十八章的第二十一节。
So in chapter 18, verse 21.
以利亚前来对众民说，你们心持两意要到几时呢？若主是神，就当顺从主；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。众民一言不答。
Verse 21, and Elijah came to all the people and said, How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word.
那所以后来你看以利亚就建议来献祭，如果那个神是活神是真神，就有火从天上下来把这个祭物烧掉。
So then Elijah suggested a building of an altar. If the Lord is true God, then there will be fire coming down from heaven.
众人听到以利亚这个建议，觉得很好，有道理。
And the people agreed to his suggestion.
所以如果是真神是活神，那么他会听到我们的祷告，那个火就会从天上下来。
If God is the true God, then he shall hear our prayer and fire shall come down from heaven.
所以当以利亚他真的跟神祷告以后，
So after Elijah prayed to God,
我们现在看第三十八节。
Let's read verse
第三七节。
37.
神啊，求你应允我，应允我，使这民知道你是主，你主是神，又知道是你叫这民的心回转。
37, hear me, O Lord, hear me.That this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again.
38节，于是神降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木材、石头、尘土，又烧干沟里的水。
Verse 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench.
39节说，众民看见了，就伏伏在地说，主神是神，主是神。
39, now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they say, The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God.
所以神的这个作为让百姓的心回转，看明谁才是真神。
So this action performed by the Lord allowed the people to turn their heart back to God.
那所以我们就看到神他从天上降火这个作为呢，基本上他要让百姓了解他真的是活神。
So we can see this act of sending fire from heaven down to earth allows the people to see that the God is the true God and the living God.
那今天神会不会再用这个现象这个火来证明他是活神呢？
Now today will God still use this phenomenon to prove that he is the living God?
神会不会再用这个火来证明人所做的是蒙他悦纳呢？
Will God still use this phenomenon to symbolize that whatever we have done is pleasing to him?
神会不会再用这个火让人了解神悦纳人的悔改，他接纳人对他所成名的那个懊悔的心。
Will this fire still come down to recognize that God has saw our repenting and regretful heart?
在今天这个时代一样，神的作为没有改变。
Even in this generation today, this phenomenon will still continue.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹，如果领受圣灵的人，都会感受到这个神的这个作为。
So those of us who have received the Holy Spirit will feel such phenomena.
圣灵像火降下来落在个人的身上。
The Holy Spirit is like a fire descending from heaven onto our people's hearts.
所以使徒行传第二章记载这个同住的圣灵下来的时候，这个像火，舌头像火焰显现，分开落在个人身上。
So that is why in Acts chapter 2, it records that fire split like burning tongues and descended on each member.
然后这个现象让很多人匍匐在神面前说神主耶稣基督是真神。
And this phenomenon allowed the people to fall down on their face and proclaim that God is the true God.
圣灵这个像火降在我们的身上，证明我们所做的敬拜是合乎真理，是合乎神的心意。
The Holy Spirit was descended upon us to prove that whatever we have performed and have done is according to His will and is pleasing to Him.
所以你看，圣灵是真理的圣灵。如果我们今天所行所为所信的是合乎真理，我们一定会领受这个天火降在我们身上，这个神荣耀的显现。
So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. So if whatever we perform is accurate, then this Holy Spirit will appear to prove that we are abiding with the truth.
有些人他在信仰软弱的时候会犯错。
In times of our weakness, we may commit mistakes.
那有时候人真的会离神很远，然后甚至会觉得说神好像不要他了。
And sometimes we may depart away from God, far away to the point that we felt that God no longer desires us.
在这个人远离神的时代里面，人都感受不到神的这个能力了。
In this generation without God, it is difficult to feel the strength or the power of God.
但不管什么时候，当一个人愿意悔改归向神的时候。
But no matter when it is, when a person is willing to return to God.
我们如果真的在神面前，匍匐在神面前，真的说神啊，得罪你，愿你赦免我。
If we truly bow down in front of God and say that I have sinned, may please forgive me.
有时候神就用让人重新领受圣灵，来感受到神真的接纳，让人的心里面重新得到力量。愿意更亲近神。
Then God will send down the Spirit into His heart so that He may feel the strength and renewed His Spirit.
那当圣灵降在我们身上的时候，你看我们一样会充满喜乐，像百姓他们众人大声欢呼一样。
So when the Holy Spirit descend upon us, we will feel joy just like the people.
然后我们会真的更敬畏神，说匍匐说在神面前说神啊，你真在这里。
And we will all the more fear God and proclaim that the God God is here.
神真的在我们当中。
That God is among us.
所以哥林多前书第十四章。
So, 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
我们先看哥林多前书十四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书十四章要讲这个方言祷告，方言讲到这个灵言的问题。
So, this chapter speaks of the truth regarding speaking of the spirit and speaking of tongues.
当神的作为在我们当中显现的时候，
when the work of God is among us,
人都一定看得到说神正在这里。
Then all men should be able to witness that God is here with us.
哥林多前书十四章，请看第二十五节。
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 25.
二十五节说，他心里的隐情显露出来，就必将脸伏地敬拜神，说神真是在你们中间了。
Verse 25, and thus the secrets of his heart are revealed, and the soul falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you.
这个众外人会有这个感受，是因为他们听到了这个神的信息。
So the Gentile will feel this because they have heard the message from God.
他们一定会见证到神的作为。
And for sure they will witness the work of God.
那这个作为就是当我们众人奉主耶稣圣名祷告的时候，会有灵言在我们身上显现。我们看到这个火 充满个人每一个人心里，让每一个人被圣灵充满，心里火热。
And this phenomenon can be seen when we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and each of us will fill by the Holy Spirit and fill with the fire and the enthusiasm in our hearts.
所以这个火是神从神那边来，在我们当中。
So this fire comes from God and is among us.
我们现在再看回来利未记第十章。
So now let us return to Leviticus chapter 10.
利未记第十章。
Leviticus chapter 10.
这是同一天所发生的事情。
This is an incident that took place in the same day.
当百姓看到这个神的荣耀，也看到火下来烧尽祭物之后，众人欢呼。
When the people saw fire from heaven, they rejoiced.
但是接下来有两个人就得意忘形。
But afterwards, there were two individuals that forgot their place.
这两个人还是祭司。
And these two individuals were priests.
是本来应该更敬畏神、更照神的吩咐去行的人。
They should be among those who all the more follow and comply with the will and the instruction of God.
但是他们按照他们自己的心意来做他们想做的事。
But they act according to their own hearts.
我们现在看第十章第一节。
Let's read chapter 10, verse 1.
亚伦的儿子拿达、亚比户各拿自己的香炉，盛上火，加上香，在神面前献上燔火，是神没有吩咐他们的。
Verse 1, then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them.
第二节说，就有火从神面前出来，把他们烧灭，他们就死在神面前。
Verse 2, so fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord.
在前一刻中，才在那里大声欢呼，神正在这里而已啊。
Just a moment earlier, they were shouting and rejoicing.
那接下来，马上看到两个人死在神面前，而且是被这些火从天上下来把它烧死的。
But right after, the fire also came down from heaven once again, but this time consuming these two individuals.
那最后呢？一个结果是什么？众民哀哭。
So, what was the consequence? The consequence was that all people cried and mourned.
我们现在看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
摩西对亚伦和他的儿子以利亚撒、以他玛说：“不可以蓬头散发，也不可以撕裂衣服，免得你们死亡，又免得神向会众发怒。只要你们的弟兄以色列全家为神所发的火哀哭。”
Verse 6, and Moses said to Aaron and Eleazar and Ithamar his son, "Do not uncover your heads nor tear your clothes, lest you die and wrath came up.Come upon all the people, but let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord has kindled.
亚伦他是当父亲的，他看到两个儿子就这样子死在神面前了。
So Aaron was the father. He witnessed the two of his sons just died right in front of him.
但是当时候亚伦跟他的儿子们都有圣职在身，就是要在会幕里面住满七天。在这一段时间里面都不可以离开会幕。
But at the time, they hold the status of a priest and of a holy servant. They must remain in the tabernacle for a full 7 days.
现在突然他们这两个人是死在神面前，在圣所里面死掉的。
But all of a sudden, these two individuals died and died in the holy place.
那他们这两个人死是很特殊的。
And the way in which they died was very special.
这个火并不是一般我们现在看到的火。
This fire is not ordinary fire.
因为如果活下来，把人烧，应该烧变烧焦啊！哈，你说现在一个人如果被火烧死，你就可能认不出他长什么样子。
Normally, if one is consumed by fire, then there will be ashes left behind.
你可能看到两团焦黑的尸体啊。
You perhaps will see two burnt.Darkened bodies.
但是这个火从天上下来，在把他们这两个烧死的时候，可不是这样子啊。
But this fire here is different.
为什么呢？我们看第五节。
Why is that? Let's read verse 5.
因为他们死在圣所里面，没有人可以进去把他们抬出来了。
because when they died in the tabernacle or the holy place, no one can go in and carry them out.
最后只好叫了两个他的堂兄弟来帮忙。
In the end, he has to call upon his cousins to help.
第五节，于是二人就上前来，把他们穿着袍子抬到营外，是照摩西所吩咐的。
Verse 5, so they went near and carried them by their tunics out of the camp as Moses has said.
他们这两个人被火烧死的时候，他们的袍子，他们穿上那个祭司的圣袍还好好的。
So when the two individuals were consumed, the tunics that they wore were still intact.
他们在执行圣礼的时候，他们是穿上细麻布的那个圣袍。
When they perform holy sacraments, they wear the garments or the tunic made of.
这两个人是亚伦的儿子，他们是当祭司，所以他们所穿的在执行圣礼的时候穿的衣服跟亚伦大祭司是不一样的。
So the tunic that they wore was slightly different from that of the high priest.
但是这里所描述的，这是他们两个人死的时候，他们的袍子，他们是穿着衣服死掉的。
But when both of them died, they died wearing their clothes.
那就看到说，这个是神的作为。
So we can see that this is the work of God.
那摩西跟亚伦说，你们都不可以为他烦恼，也就是不可以为这个死掉的两个儿子悲哀。
And Moses instructs Aaron and his sons do not mourn for these two sons.
他说免得你们死亡。
Lest you die yourself.
这个后面我们在如果看到那个利未记后面就会了解为什么神这样子吩咐。
So if we continue to read Leviticus, we will come to understand why such instruction was given.
他们不可以撕裂衣服，不可以蓬头丧尾，是为了要免得神再一次的向全会众发怒。
They should not tear their clothes unless the wrath of God fall upon them once again.
神要以色列全家为这两个人的死跟神所发出来的火哀哭。
God wanted the whole house of Israel to mourn for the death of these two individuals.
神要他们这当祭司的不可以出会幕的门。
And God wants the priest to remain in the tabernacle.
最后他们就照着摩西所吩咐的这样行了。
So in the end, such instructions were followed.
我们从这一段看到神的另外一面的作为。
So from this passage, we can see another side of God's doing.
这一次的执行圣礼是这亚伦跟他的儿子们第一次在执行神所吩咐的。
So this was the very first time that they have performed something that was instructed by God.
他们这两个人的做法。在神看来，这个叫做没有尊神为圣。
So the actions performed by these two individuals, in God's eyes, were not complying with the holiness of God.
我们现在先看第三节。第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
摩西对亚伦说：“这就是神所说的，我在亲近我的人中要显为圣。”在众人面前我要得荣耀，亚伦就默默不言。
Verse 3, and Moses said to Aaron, this is what the Lord spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy, and before all the people, I must be glorified. So Aaron held his peace.
神的心意是，他说在亲近我人当中我要显为圣。在亲近我人指的是祭司，当时候。
So God said that those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy. Those that are near God were the priests.
那在众人面前我要得荣耀。
And before all people, I must be glorified.
那这道理，当时候摩西跟亚伦在重述这一句话，目的在哪里？
So what is the purpose of reiterating this?
也就是说亚伦这两个儿子，他们去做了神所没有吩咐的事情，基本上是没有尊重神的作为。
In other words, these acts performed by the two that were this act that was not commended of them is in fact disregarding the holiness of God.
如果人真的了解我们所侍奉敬拜的这个神是圣洁的神。
If we truly understand that the God whom we worship is holy.
那这样子我们所做的 对神所要做的事情都要照神的吩咐才可以，要有神的指示才行。
Then in whatever we do, we must do according to his instruction.
这两个人他的死其实有两个主要原因呢。
There were two primary reasons for the death of these two.
因为他们去做了神所没有吩咐的事。
First, that they have performed something that was not asked of them.
他们要拿香炉去烧香给神，这个火不是从祭坛上拿下来的。
The fire that they used to burn incense as an offering to God was not was a secular fire.
他们是用他们自己的想法，要烧香当然要火啊。
According to their own concepts or conception that they just took ordinary fire to burn.
他们所看到的是神可能就是要这个香嘛，你因为香是特别的，你不能够自己做烧香给自己，神要的是这个香。
So in their heart, they might thought that what God wanted was the incense.
那连用什么火来烧这个香，都这么重要吗？
So is it truly important the fire that you use to burn the incense?
但是神认为这是很重要的。
But to God, this is the fire that was used.
因为祭坛上的火跟别的地方的火是不同的。
For the fire on the altar is different from any other ordinary fire.
他们要在祭坛上献祭以前，他们要先杀那个赎罪祭的公牛公羊，然后把这个血膏在那个祭坛，抹在祭坛那里，那个祭坛要先成圣之后所献的祭物才会被神悦纳的。
Before they offer cattle as sacrifice, they must first sprinkle the blood on the altar to consecrate the altar first.
所以他们现在是从别的地方去拿火来烧，放在香炉里面。这件事情是对神的圣洁的一种污秽。
So, the using any other fire not coming from the altar to burn incense and offer it to God is in fact a profanity towards God's holiness.
所以他们是污秽了神的圣洁，这件事情在神面前说，你们就没有显我为圣了，就是没有真正尊重神的他那个圣洁的本质。
So this act in fact failed to respect the holiness of God.
然后他们的作为是没有让神得荣耀 的作为。
And so this act could not give glory to God.
所以什么叫做让神得荣耀？
So what does it mean to give glory to God?
让神得荣耀是要完全照神的指示去做的。
To give glory to God is to comply with all of His will.
就是一个人真的是在神面前是当仆人的。
So it means that one is truly a servant in front of the Lord.
仆人就是主人吩咐我做什么我就做什么。
A servant only perform deeds that is asked of them.
所以摩西跟亚伦所讲的这句话，他说在众人面前我要得荣耀。
So therefore, in front of Moses and Aaron, God said, before all the people, I must be glorified.
这件事情就是后面在后来的时候，摩西他自己也犯了。
So such respect towards God was not completely followed by Moses either later on.
在民数记二十章，摩西击打磐石两次的事情上，神跟他讲同样的话。
In Numbers chapter 20, when Moses has struck the rock twice for the water, God had spoken the same words towards to him.
所以神说他在众人面前要得荣耀，这件事情是非常严肃的事。
So this is a very severe warning, the fact that before all the people, God must be glorified.
亚伦听了摩西这样讲话以后，他默默不言了。
So after Aaron heard of this, he held his peace.
也就是说他接受神的处罚。
In other words, he accepted the punishment of God.
那我们就看到说这个神他的那个作为啊，真的让我们看到神严厉的一面，他真的是很在意这件事情。
So from this incident we can see the severity and the seriousness of God.
有人就觉得说哇，神真的好严厉，第一次犯错就击杀了。
People might think that God is extremely strict on the first mistake committed was punished by death.
因为他们这两个人不是普通人。
But these two individuals were not ordinary men.
这两个人是亚伦的儿子， 他们曾经跟随亚伦摩西到西乃山那边去看到神的荣耀的人。
These two were a son of Aaron, and they have followed Aaron and Moses to on top of Mount Sinai to witness the glory of God.
看出埃及记二十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
出埃及记二十四章。
Exodus chapter 24.
我们看第九节。
24 verse 9.
二十四章九节说，摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比父，并以色列长老中的七十人都上了山。
Verse 9, then Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel.
亚伦有四个儿子。
Aaron had four sons.
就带这两个儿子上山而已。
He only took these two with him.
表示这两个儿子是可能是老大老二嘛，可能比较大，年纪比较大的。
So it implies that the two of them might be the older ones, the oldest and the second oldest.
第十节说，他们看见以色列的神，他脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明净。
Verse 10, and they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were a paved work of sapphire stone.
第十一节说，他的手不加害在以色列的尊者身上，他们观看神，他们又吃又喝。
Verse 11, but on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand, so they saw God and they ate and drank.
所以这两个人，他们其实之前已经看到神的荣耀，他们知道神是极其威严可敬畏的。
So the two of them have previously witnessed the glory of God, and they knew that.They should be reverent and have total respect towards God.
他们在神面前享受神的平安，神给的平安，跟参与在神的荣耀里面。
And they were immersed in the glory of God, and they enjoy the peace of God.
这样的人，神对他的要求就特别高了。
So the requirements of such a man were higher than for others.
那有跟神有这么亲密的人，他如果做出让神不荣耀、没有尊神为圣的事情，那神的处罚就非常严厉了。
So evermore, the severe punishment towards those who are more intimate with God.
那为什么这两个人他们会有这个做法？他们为什么会突然间想要去献上燔火
？So why would these two individuals have this thought of offering a secular fire？
在那个在出埃及的时代里面，他们还没有一个正式的职位哦，他们还不是被高利的祭司哦。
So during the time they have not yet been ordained as official priests.
但是到了利未记的时候，第八章，他们这亚伦的儿子都已经被高为祭司了。
But by the time of Leviticus, they have already been anointed as priests.
他们已经有圣职在身上了。
They already hold the official holy status.
当他们被高当祭司以后，诶，他们现在是要成为神跟人之间的中保了。
So after they were anointed as priests, they are now mediators between God and men.
但这个时候，他们的作为马上就出差错了。
But after they were anointed or ordained, their action has fallen short.
圣经当然没有讲说他们两个人为什么突然有这个作为啦。
The Bible did not record why they had done such a deed.
但是我们可以去想，可能有些原因的。
But we can speculate a few reasons.
因为有时候人跟神越亲密啊，有时候就会越随便。
Sometimes the closer one is with God, then we will be less alert and aware.
就好像有时候你的孩子，你对他很好，他就放肆，然后就。他就头上长角，横冲乱撞了。
If one loves his children very much, then sometimes the child will become very mischievous.
啊，所以跟神很亲近的人，其实要同时要很了解神的那个公义的那个严厉性。
So those who are intimate with God must understand more of the severity andthe severity and the justice of God.
我们要永远的记住，神是至圣的神，他是真的是，他是至高的，他是唯一的，他是神，我们是人。
We must fully understand and realize that God is the Most High, and we are mere humans.
我们绝对不能在神的那个恩典底下，在神的怜悯底下，变得 放纵情欲，然后忘记了我们是谁。
We must not indulge in our desires under the mercy and the peace of God.
今天我们在教会里面，我们领受了神来给我们这个职分，神也将圣灵在我们的身上同证，圣灵跟我们同证，我们是神的儿女。
Today in the church, we have the abidance of the Holy Spirit to prove that we have this holy status and that we are children of God.
我们要一定要一直记住，我们在神面前，我们其实是一个无用的仆人，我们是算不得什么。
We must remember that in front of God, we are just useless servants.
要很珍惜我们在神面前所领受到的这个特殊的恩典跟特殊的神对我们的那个。的那个职分。
And we must cherish all the more the special relationship and the steps with God and the special status that we hold.
凡事能够更敬畏神。
And to respect God all the more in everything.
会看到神他所要我们去做的就是很简单的照他所吩咐的去行。
And to realize and to see that what is required of us is in fact very simple, is merely to follow His will and instructions.
我们要明白越亲近神，神给谁越多的职分，越多的责任的时候，他对他的要求相对就越高。
We must understand that when we bear more responsibility for the Lord and were trusted to do more for the Lord, then our requirements are ever higher.
神对我们要成为圣洁的这个要求就会越严格。
And the requirements of holiness that is placed upon us is all the more severe.
我们如果一直记住我们是谁，
If we remember who we truly are,
我们一定会在神的这个荣耀里面享受神所给我们的，我们有特殊的属神的这个成为神祭司的这个君尊祭司的身份，我们绝对不会滥用它。
Then truly we will not misuse our status as a royal priesthood under the grace and within the glory of God.
用保罗的话语就说，我们就不会放纵情欲了。
So with using the words of Paul, we will not indulge in our desires.
我们现在看加太书第十章，第五章。
Turn to Book of Galatians chapter 5.
加太书
Galatians chapter 5.
第五章第十三节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 13.
加太书五章十三节
Galatians chapter 5 verse 13，
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可以将你们的自由当中放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
Verse 13, for you brethren have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
我们今天按照彼得他的了解，我们今天都成为神的选民，我们也有君尊的祭司在我们的身上。
According to Apostle Peter, we are the chosen a nation, a royal priesthood.
所以，我们现在每一个人都是神面前的祭司啊。
So now every one of us is a priest in front of God.
我们可以直接进到神面前，到神的施恩宝座前来，然后直接跟神沟通。
We can enter into the tent of meeting into the mercy seat and communicate with God.
我们享受在神面前的自由，我们享受在神面前神所给我们特殊的恩典。
We enjoy the liberty in front of God and the special grace that we receive.
我们也见证神的作为，我们看到神的荣耀。
And we also witness the glory and the doings of God.
这个时候，我们更要谨慎我们自己。
So it is at this time that we must all the more be alert and watchful.
绝对不要把神所给我们这个恩典来当作我们可以放纵随意而行的一个依据。
And do not misuse this liberty as an opportunity for the flesh.
如果我们不谨慎，
if we are not watchful,
你看那个神的作为也是会很严厉。
And then the punishment of God would be all the more severe.
你看这个亚伦的两个儿子在西乃山下，他们在西乃山上看到神，在西乃山下他们就死了。
The two sons of Aaron saw the glory of God on Mount Sinai, but on the foot of the mountain they died by fire.
然后后面到了那个民数记的时候，记载另外一件事情，神的火出来把这些人烧死。
In the book of Numbers it records another incident when fire came from the Lord to consume the people.
看民数记十六章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 16.
我们要常常去看到神的严厉一面。
We must often see the severity of God.
我们现在看十六章三十五节。
Chapter 16, verse 35.
民数记十六章三十五节。
Numbers chapter 16, verse 35.
这是可拉党的事件。
This is the event of the group of Kola.
我们现在从看第三十一节，我们把这一段看一下才会清楚。三十一节。
Let's read verse 31.
摩西他刚说完了这一切的话，他们脚下的地就开了口。
31. Now it came to pass as he finished speaking all these words that the ground split apart under them.
然后三十二节说，把他们和他们的家眷一切的属可拉的人丁财物都吞下去了。
32. And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households and all the men with Korah.With all their goods.
然后三十三节说，他们这样子，他们跟一切属他们的哦，都活活的坠落阴间，地口在他们上头，造就就合璧，他们就从会中灭亡了。
So they and all those with them went down alive into the pit. The earth closed over them, and they perished from among the assembly.
三十四节，在他们四围的以色列众人听他们呼号，就都逃跑，说恐怕地也把我们吞下去了。
Then all Israel who were around them fled at their cry, for they say, "Let the earth swallow us up also."
他们赶快跑，没有被地吞下去。可是接下来有火从神面前出来，烧灭了那献香的250个人。
They ran away and not consumed by the earth, but verse 35, fire came out from the Lord and consumed the 250 men.
这个另外一次神的火下来实行神公义的审判。
This is another fire coming from the Lord to do justice to his judgment.
我们就看到说这个就是神的作为。
We can see that these are the doings of God.
从利未记这两章里面所看到这个神的火下来这件事情。
So from the two chapters from Leviticus, we see fires.
要让我们更深刻的体验到神他真的是在我们当中。
So that we may be intimately aware that God is truly among us.
新约的时代圣灵一样执行同样的工作。
In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit continues to perform the same work.
神悦纳我们的敬拜的时候，圣灵降下来让我们证明感受到让我们神在我们当中，我们心里火热，然后更愿意来服侍神。
When God received our hearts and our offering, a fire will come down from heaven as the Holy Spirit to prove that He has accepted us.
但是人如果在神面前想要去欺骗神，最后结果也会像亚拿尼亚夫妇在神面前被击杀了。
But if men want to deceive God, just like Ananias and his wife, then they will be put to death immediately.
使徒行传第五章所记载的那个第一次那个圣灵执行他的那个公义审判的时候，那让众人都很惧怕。
So in Acts chapter 5, when the justice of God was completed, and the punishment was given, all of the members were afraid.
一样是神的火，这个火从神面前出来，然后烧灭他们。
So in the same way, fire came from the Lord to consume them.
这是神的作为。
So this is the act of God.
愿主耶稣基督带领我们，让我们从今天晚上所查考的，能够更敬畏神。
May our Lord God continue to guide us, that through our service tonight, that we may be all the more reverent towards
神的荣耀在我们当中显现。
And may His glory be revealed among us.
我们要时时谨慎我们自己。
And we must be watchful for ourselves.
完全把我们自己献上，照神的吩咐来行。
And to offer ourselves completely according to His will.
我们来唱诗四百十八首。